All right, it is 9:40. It is Friday morning. I think if Wednesday was a day of shock, and I said this earlier, Wednesday we were all shocked to learn what had happened at that high school in Parkland, Florida. Yesterday was a day of outrage when everybody said, how can this happen? How can we stop this from happening again? We certainly learned a lot more about the shooting, and ABC's Jim Ryan has more on what we know about the day of the shooting and what the shooter did. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Yeah, they've drawn up a timeline. The investigators in the case, local investigators, the FBI, and others who are looking at this have, and it's an important part of the investigation and prosecuting this case going forward, to put together a minute-by-minute timeline of what happened. We know that it didn't last very long. 6 minutes from the time the suspect walked into the school, started shooting, and then walked out in a rush of students who were trying to get away as part of his escape, according to investigators. Nicholas Cruz dropped the gun, dropped the tactical vest that he was wearing, and sort of blended in with the rest of the students who were running away from the place. And that worked pretty effectively, we know. He made it to a Walmart store, went in to the Subway shop that's inside there, got a drink, apparently, and then was casually walking away when he was approached by a police officer from a nearby community and was taken into custody. So it's sort of the timeline that's been drawn up. And by the way, Paul, how did he get to the school?
Yeah.
He got there in an Uber.
Wow. Wow. So you would think that the Uber driver might have noticed something unusual, but apparently not.
Well, no. You're right. Some school employees who were there in front of the building did notice something unusual. He gets out of that car carrying a big duffel bag and a backpack. The bag, the duffel bag containing this AR-15 rifle, the backpack with extra ammunition, and, of course, there was this vest, this tactical vest. So, and that person, this school employee, called the principal's office. There was a code red issued. The place was put on lockdown. But, the Uber driver didn't seem to indicate that there was anything unusual and didn't alert anybody. In fact, delivered him to this school where this horrible crime took place.
You know, what's unusual, and you know, isn't it terrible that we have this to compare to other school shootings, but unfortunately, school shootings are not uncommon anymore. When you look at many other mass shootings, the shooter, whether it's in a school or elsewhere, the shooter is either takes his own life or is killed in a police ambush. In this case, the shooter is still alive, and boy, couldn't we learn a lot from him about his state of mind, about where he got his gun, other things like that.
Exactly, and maybe use what is learned from this person, from Nicholas Cruz, to help spot others in the future, other people who might go off the rails. We didn't have any suspects, surviving suspects after Columbine, or after Sandy Hook, after the Orlando Pulse nightclub shooting, after Sutherland Springs. Those suspects were all killed by themselves or by the police. In this case, we do have someone to sit down and debrief about this whole thing.
Yeah. Still several people in the hospital, as we understand. I think 14 still,
yes,
hospitalized, right?
No, they've updated the numbers this morning, and it's a good update because we're hearing now that nearly all of them have left the hospital. I think yesterday four were still in critical condition. We're told this morning that one is in critical, several others in fair condition, and some more were released overnight. So the numbers of those still in the hospital and critically injured have been dropping off somewhat, Paul.
Well, that is good news for sure. Jim,
yeah,
we appreciate your reporting. We'll keep listening to ABC News and learn the very latest. We appreciate you joining us this morning.
Thanks, Paul. Appreciate it.
Take care.